In Gaza, a senior Hamas commander has been killed by the Israeli military. Raed Saad was believed to have been one of the architects behind the October 7th attack on Israel that killed 1,200 people. Israel described him as the Hamas head of weapons production. The targeted strike on him happened on the Palestinian side of the line dividing Gaza since a shaky ceasefire came into effect 2 months ago. James Cook reports from Jerusalem.
Raed Saad was a senior Hamas commander. He's understood to have recently been appointed to the top military council of Hamas, and Israel accused him of being an architect of the October the 7th, 2023 attacks on southern Israel, in which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 taken hostage. Israel had been after him for a long time. He is believed to have been killed in a strike on a car in the Gaza City area, along with three other people. And Israel says it targeted him now because he was involved in the rebuilding of Hamas's capabilities of the manufacture of weapons and of the targeting of Israeli forces with explosives, including, it says, on the day he was killed. But all of this leaves a bigger question, which is how can the disarmament of Hamas, which is required if the US-led peace plan for the region is going to go forward, be achieved? Israel has effectively spent the past 2 years trying to achieve that disarmament through military means, killing 70,000 people, more than 70,000 people in Gaza in the process, according to the territory's Hamas-run health ministry. Many children, many civilians among those dead.
Always after we Lucky Charms, the frosted oat cereal with sweet surprises. Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and blue diamonds.